information-fueled, opinion-driven. This is the Dan Mandis Show, Super Talk 99.7.
Cam, what were you thinking? It's 104 on Super Talk 99.7, WTN, Dan Mandis Show. So I guess Cam Newton lost Dan and Yogurt. Is that what I heard? So, of course, we know what Cam Newton said. You just heard the soundbite. I'll play it for you again real quickly. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on this. For the love of Pete, we have all kinds of stuff going on today. But Cam Newton, of course, during a press conference last, I guess was it last night, whenever this was, Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton, which, by the way, if you've heard me in the past, I'm not a big fan of Cam Newton. I'm really not, because of the fact that, you know, I think that the guy is a hot dog. And I just absolutely hated what he did when he was here with the Panthers in Nashville, right? And he scored a touchdown, and then he took the football. You remember this? And he after he scores a touchdown, he sprints across the field and places the football, if I'm not mistaken, on the 50-yard line. Just a hot dog, and just a guy, in my opinion, has no class. And I know everybody gets upset when I start talking about this stuff because, one, it's a more of a sports story, and I do understand that. But I think it also tells you kind of a bigger point as far as, at least in my opinion, some of the attitudes that Cam Newton has. And so this is what Cam Newton said when a reporter asked him, I guess, about routes. Here's what he had to say. And Belle, if I could have some audio, please, that would be appreciated.
A lot of pride in seeing your receivers play well. Devin Funchess has seemed to really embrace the physicality of his routes and making, getting those extra yards. Does that give you a little bit of an enjoyment to see him kind of truck sticking people out there?
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes. Like, it's funny.
Can I just ask a question? What's funny about that? I mean, I really don't, because we know that there are a ton of female reporters, right? You got Aaron Andrews, you got Rachel Nichols, you got Hannah Storm, for the love of Pete, and Pam Oliver. So I'm trying to figure out, one, it's a stupid comment. Is it sexist? I guess it's sexist, but it's just stupid to me. By the way, that was a Charlotte Observer reporter, Jordan Rodriguez. And so Rodriguez, of course, hears that from Cam Newton, and everybody's kind of stunned silence kind of figures as the press conference is going on. Okay, well, that was sexist and a stupid comment as well. And so afterwards, of course, Rodriguez responded to Newton on Twitter, of course, posting, I don't think it's funny to be a female and talk about routes. She says, I think it's my job. Carolina spokesman Stephen Drummond said in a statement, because, of course, after Cam Newton did that, everybody was like, uh-oh, Cam Newton stepped in it again. And by the way, just so you know, I'm almost positive that Cam Newton does a lot for charity, so you can spare me all the emails and all that. I know Cam Newton is a wonderful guy. I really do. He's a hot dogger. He said something stupid. He stepped in it. The big question is, did he really apologize? And ultimately, does it matter? Carolina spokesman Stephen Drummond said in a statement to the Associated Press that Newton had a conversation with Rodriguez after the news conference ended and expressed regret for his remark. But here's the question. Did Cam Newton himself express regret for the remark, or was it the Carolina Panthers? I'd be willing to bet it was the Carolina Panthers. Anyway, Drummond said the Panthers strive as a department to make the environment for media comfortable for everyone covering the team. Rodriguez fired back with a statement of her own, of course, saying that she was, quote, dismayed by Newton's comments. See, I'm dismayed too. But the reason I'm dismayed isn't the reason why Rodriguez is dismayed. She's dismayed because she felt it was a sexist comment. I guess it is. Yeah, sure. But I mean, good Lord, man, we're in 2017. Female reporters are in locker rooms, right? So I don't know why Cam Newton is so surprised that there is a female asking about routes. I mean, listen, there are some very good female sports reporters out there, and there's some bad ones too, just like there's bad male reporters as well. But, I mean, I played football. I know what a route is, believe it or not. So it's not like she's, you know, a female, so somehow she can't figure out exactly what a route is.
What do you think his response to her would have been if he had mentioned routes and she went, what's that?
What do you think?
What? His response would have been to her if he had mentioned routes and she went, what's a route?
Well, she wouldn't.
He would have crushed her.
Yeah, but she knew what a route was. She's obviously a sports reporter. She knows what she's doing.
Right. She's working in a no-win situation, though. It's like she's talking about routes. He has an issue. If she didn't know what routes were, he'd have an issue with that.
Yeah, that's true. Rodriguez, by the way, fired back with that statement of her own, saying that she was dismayed by Newton's comments. And she also said that Cam Newton not only belittled her, but countless other women before me and beside me who work in similar jobs. And again, she's right. Absolutely right. I mean, women have been covering sports for years. Of course they have. Rodriguez added that she had sought Newton out after a press conference, but says that he did not apologize for his comments. Mm-hmm. People are saying his comments were unfortunate and out of line. The other thing I would ask, though, is this. And people are calling, so I'm assuming they have something to say about this. Granted, I will give it to you that what Cam Newton said was stupid. I will give you that what Cam Newton said was sexist. But I guess my question would be this. Is too much being made of what Cam Newton said? Is this just an ignorant comment by a professional football player at a time when professional football players are looking ignorant and more ignorant every single day? I think that's a very legitimate question to ask. By the way, you want to talk about ignorant? Listen to some of these tweets from other NFL players, right? Because after Cam Newton laughed at the reporter yesterday, as saying he thought it was funny. Here's the other thing. It's not like the reporter, this Jordan Rodriguez, it's not like she asked a stupid question. I mean, it sounded like a legitimate question. It sounded like a smart question. So now we got Dan and Yogurt, and they have decided to pull their support for Cam Newton. Roddy White, who I guess is somebody who is an NFL player, and this is his tweet. Yes, on Twitter. Now, I'm going to read these exactly the way that they're written. Why is people making a fuss about Cam and the woman reporter? He laughed then answered her question, but it was funny, first time for me too. Okay. Charles James II. And again, I'm reading these as they were written on Twitter. Charles James II. The world is a really soft place if people are mad at Cam Newton, saying, quote, it's funny to hear a woman talk about routes. Are we that soft? He continues on. If my girl said, yeah, they hit you with a comeback, but the receiver didn't get enough depth, I'mma, look at her and say the same thing he said. Being offended, he says, is a choice. You don't have to be offended. It's okay for stuff to just not bother you. People just look to be offended. And it goes on and on. So to me, and some of these tweets from some of these NFL players, I could sit here and read tweet after tweet after tweet, none of which make any sense from how they wrote them standpoint. Two, it makes the NFL players look, quite frankly, just a little caveman-like, to be honest. Now, whether or not there is more being made out of this comment that should be made is going to be up to Cam Newton, the NFL, the people who utilize Cam Newton as endorsers as well. To me, this is one of those things where Cam Newton said what he said. He should come out and apologize because it was a stupid thing to say for a number of different reasons. Let's see what Matthew says in the borough. Hey, Matthew, you're on WTN. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
I'm good.
So I'm not a big fan of Cam Newton, but I don't know. I feel like he's just saying what really everyone else thinks. I know my wife feels the same way. I know countless women who feel the same way about female sports reporters.
Really?
Just that they have no business reporting on sports. They don't know what they're talking about. You know, and it's annoying to watch them act like they know what they're talking about when they don't know what they're talking about. So, I mean, this is the first I've heard of this, but I say it every single week to my wife. Every time I watch football, every time I watch basketball, like, this lady has no business, you know, reporting on this. Get a man. Let's hear him talk about what he actually knows about. So.
Okay, so let me ask you, Matthew. I'm gonna break this into two different paths. Okay, Okay, so Jessica Mendoza over on ESPN, she is part of the Sunday Night Baseball crew, and she is somebody who I think does a good job there on ESPN doing the color commentary for ESPN. Now, the question is, does she have any credibility? Because Jessica Mendoza, one, is a female, and two, she is somebody who never played Major League Baseball. So to you, does she lack credibility, one, because she's a female, or is it because she never played Major League Baseball?
Well, it would definitely be because she never played Major League Baseball.
Okay.
And I mean, it's just, you know, you said it's caveman-like, but, you know, I guess, ugga. You know, it's just, you know, I don't want to see it. You know, it's really annoying. And my wife feels the same way, and my best friend's wife feels the same way.
Okay, Matthew, let me ask you a question. So is there a difference? So there's clearly a difference to you between a male sports reporter and a female sports reporter, regardless as to whether or not the male reporter actually played football or whatever sport they happen to be reporting on. But
I don't even care if they play football.
Okay, but listen, all things, and I'm not trying to convert you here. I'm just trying to understand your logic here. Okay, so if you have a female reporter, well, she can look at tape and she can look at routes and she can understand routes and she can also, you know, look at, I don't know, statistics and all these other kinds of things. So to me, there is no difference between a male sports reporter and a female sports reporter if neither one played professionally. Does that make sense?
I mean, yeah, I get that. I know I sit with my wife who loves football. I mean, you're not going to find a bigger Alabama fan than my wife.
Right.
And every week, she still doesn't know everything about football. And, you know, I don't know. I agree with Cam, for sure. For sure.
I think everybody's
blowing that out of proportion.
And I get that, Matthew. And maybe they are blowing it out of proportion. I just find that interesting. Because here's the thing with Jessica Mendoza is, and if, you know, if you're a baseball fan, then you know who I'm talking about. Jessica Mendoza, she does ESPN color commentary for Sunday Night Baseball and some other very important broadcasts, right, for ESPN. And so there's a lot of people that say that, now this is an important distinction, and I was making this distinction with Matthew. I want you to think about this. There are a lot of people who don't like Jessica Mendoza, for example, because she is a female, and they don't think that she belongs in the broadcast booth. What I would say is, even though I personally like Jessica Mendoza, what I would say is that for Jessica Mendoza, the question has to be, why would Jessica Mendoza have any credibility with the viewers of ESPN because she never played Major League Baseball, and she replaced Curt Schilling in the booth? And Curt Schilling was bounced because of some things that he said. I can't remember exactly what he said. I know Curt Schilling is a good conservative, but he said some things that were not politically correct. And so Jessica Mendoza then gets thrown into the situation where she is considered, I guess, one of the top softball players in America. But then the question is, okay, well, why is she in a broadcast booth with, I think, is it Aaron Boone? And also the other guy, Dan Shulman, who is the play-by-play guy. In other words, it was like she was there and she was fulfilling a role that should have been fulfilled by a former Major League Baseball player, but ESPN put her in there, perhaps to make a statement. So when I was critical, and I was, by the way, I can't remember if it was here or when I was in Denver, but I was critical of the decision to put Jessica Mendoza in the broadcast booth. But my reasons for being critical was because of the fact that she had never played Major League Baseball. And that is a spotlight where it deserves to have a couple of Major League Baseball players giving commentary on the game. Now, all that being said, I like Jessica Mendoza. I think she does do a good job. I'm still kind of confused as to exactly what her role is, but I've grown accustomed to her being in the broadcast booth. And they do have the player perspective that is taken care of by Aaron Boone. Let's see what Jerry has to say in Mount Juliet on WTN. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
I'm good. Go ahead.
I have to agree with your last caller. I don't like to see a woman out on the field interviewing a football player or on the court interviewing a basketball player. It just doesn't feel right to me. If they want to go out and interview women softball players, fine. But I didn't, there's just something wrong with that.
What's wrong? Am I missing something here? What am I missing? Jerry, what's wrong with a female reporting on male-driven sports? I'm just, what is it you have a problem with?
They seem out of place. They seem very out of place there in my eyes. I just never have thought it looked right. It's just always seemed odd to me.
Even like sideline reporters even sideline reporters.
The only thing that I would find out of place is if they weren't familiar and educated about the sport.
You see, and Jerry, that's my thing, too. And I was talking about that a little bit earlier, Jerry. I mean, whether you're a male or a female can do all the research that a male can do on an individual team as far as routes go, as far as, you know, there's male sports reporters, Jerry, that have never played the game that they're covering. So I understand that they're out of place to you, but is it based solely on gender? It's not based on anything else?
I don't know if it's based solely on gender. Maybe the fact that they've never played football has a bearing in it, but it's just always felt odd to me. Like they're trying so hard to be a woman showing the world that she can be out there doing what a man does. And there are certain things that women just don't belong in. And I think
And sports reporting. Okay, so Jerry, is there anything that a male does not belong in? So you say that, I'm just curious, you know, you say females should not be in sports reporting. Is there anything that a male shouldn't be working in, any kind of a occupation? I know, I'm kind of stumped too, but.
Midwife.
I'm sure there is. You gave me more time to think about it.
Thank you. Belle says midwife. Thank you, Belle. That's actually pretty good. Mickey is on WTN in Nashville. Hey, Mickey, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm going to be honest. I'm a little baffled by the last couple of calls, but I don't. Maybe I shouldn't be. Go ahead.
Well, first off, I don't like Cam Newton at all.
Me
I
either.
Don't think I don't like him. But don't you think this is a little bit of political correctness, just like, you know, everything else is going on around now?
See, and I would agree. I don't like what Cam Newton said, but is it being blown out of proportion?
Okay, so I look at what he said. That woman asked him that. He was like, darn, man, she asked me a question that was good. He couldn't believe it, but he said that out loud. And everybody's taking it the wrong way. What he probably meant by it was I cannot believe she was this knowledgeable about this, asking me about routes. Everybody's taking it all the wrong way. This is what he said. He didn't mean nothing by it. He didn't mean to hurt no one's feelings, but everybody gets all butthurt, and then, you know, political correctness jumps in, and then Dannon jumps off, and, you know.
Right. It's almost like, Mickey, that's an interesting point that you make. In other words, what Mickey's saying is he was impressed with the fact that she was asking routes, as opposed to being, you know, derogatory about a female sports reporter. Cecil is in Smyrna on WTN. Hey.
Hey, that guy right there, he just took the words right out of my mouth, man. He's right. I mean, I'm no Cam Newton fan, but I don't like the way he treated Peyton Manning after the Super Bowl. He's a showboat. I mean, if you're going to give it when you lose, I mean, take it too. Don't pout and pat your lips and then hide up under your towel. I don't like him. I'm no fan, but I agree the same thing with that guy said. How many women you meet, you know what I'm saying, that know statistics and know this and that, I mean, in a male-dominated sport. I mean, I'm like, wow. I mean, so I think he meant it as a compliment. It just didn't come over right.
Right.
You know, and as far as that Dan and Yogurt, I didn't even know Dan and Yogurt exists until Cam Newton started doing the commercials. I didn't even know what they were. So
yeah.
I think they're probably hurting themselves.
And I would, yeah, thanks, Cecil. I appreciate it. Elsbeth has sent me a note on Facebook. Hey, Dan, what is a route in football? A route in football is when you're a wide receiver or a tight end, they tell you how you're supposed to run a given play because the quarterback goes back to pass and then you're supposed to be at a certain place on the field at a certain time as the play develops. And so the route is the route that you take to get to where you're supposed to be on the field. That's right, Bell, right? That is basically it, right?
Yeah, it's basically the pattern.
Yeah, the pattern. That's right, the pattern. See, I played football. I was on special teams.
You know, it's not, they're not out there doing random things. They're, the quarterback and the receiver pretty much both know where they're expected
to be. It's like a coordinated thing.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Eric is on WTN. Go ahead. Now, Eric, you don't like female reporters either?
I don't, and I'll tell you why. I think it's a politically correct move. First of all, I look at it like this, Dan. I'm not a big fan of Cam Newton either.
Right.
But it has nothing to do with what he said or didn't say. I'm leaving that out of it. It's just the fact that if you didn't play the sport, I don't know any females ever played professional football or college football for that matter, unless they were a kicker or something.
Right.
So if you didn't play the sport, I don't think there's a place for you there. Unless a sideline reporter saying, ooh, this person got hurt, this person's got a twisted ankle, they may be questionable to come back in the second half. That's one thing. But, you know, females, they had some girl, I was watching a game the other night, and she was horrible. She was up there with the other guys. And my deal is, and it's been this way since the very start, if you haven't played the sport, doesn't mean you can't know something about it, but if you haven't played the sport, the guys who have really don't want to hear it from someone who has it.
Yeah, but see, this lady was a newspaper reporter. She's not like a sideline reporter. She's not an analyst. She's simply a reporter.
And I'm newspaper reporters can ask all the questions they want. I'm really gearing it more towards the people that ESPN or CBS, NBC, ABC, you name it, Fox, right, whomever. When they put a female doing football, if they do a female doing basketball, they got professional women's basketball, they got college basketball, they got all that kind of stuff. I understand if they do that. But football is not something that's a women's sport. And that's the part where, to me, it's kind of like it loses its credibility. It's like me talking to you about rocket science, you know?
Right.
I'm not a rocket scientist, so I'm the last person you want to hear anything from, whether I got a statistic in front of me that somebody else found for me or not from my network, that's irrelevant. I want to hear it from someone, for instance, like if you had a Peyton Manning on the sideline, or if you had a, you know, like they used to have that guy for Baltimore Ravens, right. Saragusa, he used to be on the sidelines. Yes. I always loved it. I hated Saragusa as a player, but as a sideline guy, he was great.
Right.
He's been there. He's lived it. He's done it. I don't want to hear it from somebody who hasn't.
All right, man,
and that's
thanks,
just
Jim.
my personal deal. I think they've gone too politically correct by putting women in those places that they don't need to be.
All right. Dolores is on WTN. Hey, Dolores, thanks for calling in. Dolores, go ahead. Mm-hmm. 1, 2. Did I do that right? 1, 2, 3. Yeah, Dolores is on line 5, right? So apparently, hey, Dolores, you there?
Yes, hi. Hello?
Hey there, go ahead. Turn off your radio, please.
Yes, I am.
There you go. Oh, no, stop. Don't listen to the radio. Listen to the phone. She's going to hear that 8 seconds later. I know she is.
Okay.
All right, go ahead, Dolores. Thanks for calling
in. Okay. Yes, I tend to agree with the previous three callers. I personally see it as Cam Newton was complimenting the reporter that, you know, she knows what she's talking about.
All right.
But unfortunately, we have to be so politically correct in the things that we say and don't say and how we say it, that everybody tends to blow things out of proportion.
Yeah.
Now, granted, some of the callers I do agree with that, you know, women should not be in that line of profession, because look at what just happened. Things get said, they get offended. Their feelings get hurt. But I agree with the other callers that, you know, he had every right to say what he said. It was just blown out of proportion. To me personally, he meant it as something as a compliment.
All right.
But she got her feelings hurt.
You know, Dolores brings up a great point. Thank you, Dolores. She does bring up a great point, which is, okay, listen, if there's no crying in baseball, you can't be offended in football either. You know, and you remember the story about, oh, shoot, who was it? You know, you had that female reporter. This was years ago, and she was battling to go into the Jets locker room. And one of the conversations was, okay, well, so now are the guys supposed to have to cover up all the time because there is going to be a female in the locker room? So, interesting. Very interesting. I don't even know what – I know I got to take a break. All right, fine. I'll take more of your calls on this coming up next. Also, some other stories we're going to be covering, 615-737-9986, including a tweet. Somebody's now calling me a snowflake. So we'll talk about that and a whole lot more straight ahead on WTN. 139 Super Talk 99.7 WTN. It is the Dan Mandis Show. Cam Newton in a whole lot of trouble for this comment. This was last night when a female reporter from the Charlotte Observer asked him about routes.
I know you take a lot of pride in seeing your receivers play well. Devin Funchess has seemed to really embrace the physicality of his routes and making getting those extra yards. Does that give you a little bit of an enjoyment to see him kind of truck sticking people out there?
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes. Like, it's funny.
It's routes. Now, some guy sent me a note on Facebook saying that Cam Newton sounds stoned. So as you can imagine, there's a whole bunch of hyperventilating. A lot of people saying, well, Cam Newton, this is a sexist comment. Dan and Yogurt has now dropped Cam Newton as an endorser. I don't like what Cam Newton said. I, you know, I'm trying to figure out if it's sexist or not, but it's just a stupid comment because there's nothing baffling about a female asking a quarterback about routes. You got your Rachel Nichols, Erin Andrews, Hannah Storm, Pam Oliver. There's a lot of female reporters out there, and this was a woman by the name of Jordan Rodriguez, and she's been covering the Panthers for the Charlotte Observer. And I don't understand the comment, but we've had caller after caller saying, well, no, females should not be reporters for football. Guy calls me a snowflake on Twitter. Daniel, hey, at Dan Mandis Show, are you kidding about the Cam comment? If you find that's appalling, then you have slipped into snowflake land. Let's see what Ann has to say on WTN. Hey, Ann, thanks for calling in.
Hey, Dan. I don't know if Cam, you know, was being a chauvinistic person or if he was actually complimenting her, but I'm just so surprised at all the callers who think that women can't do that job. That's what's infuriating me. You know, a woman can do any job that she is trained to do, and obviously these women are very skilled at what they do, or they wouldn't be there very long.
Well, and what I've been saying is the fact that you don't have to be a guy to be able to understand what a route is. You don't have to be a guy to understand about statistics and all these other kinds of things in football. That's just something that a guy or a woman can figure out how all that stuff works. I mean, a lot of this stuff is I hate to say it, but you don't have to be a football player to understand if somebody's running a correct route. You don't have to be a football player to understand the appropriate way to tackle. You don't have to be a football player to understand and be able to decipher statistics. So I agree with Ann. Let's see what Daniel has to say on WTN. Go ahead, Daniel.
Hey, Dan. Sorry, I wasn't sure if you were on the line. Let me pull over for a second so there wasn't wind. Okay. So I'm actually pretty appalled at the first few callers that they were saying. They were just blowing my mind. I have a bit of a different take on it because I don't know Cam Newton. I don't know what he meant by that. It's hard for me to believe that anyone in their kind of position making that much money would make any kind of comment that they didn't think was politically correct. So what I think he might have meant was that it's just appalling to him because women aren't allowed to play in the NFL. You know, it's not that they just aren't present. It's that they aren't allowed to play. And I played with a female in middle school on a football team. She was probably the most passionate and best lineman that we had on the team. And it was a female. Her name was Delaney or something like that. And she was great at what she did.
Yeah. Yeah. And Daniel, I appreciate very much the call. I mean, he's right. You know, we have a situation here in America where, let's face it, a lot of times girls are not allowed to play on the football teams. Although I don't know what the current policy is on girls on Pop Warner football. Maybe I should know, but I don't know what that answer is. But Sarah's going to tell me apparently in Hendersonville that I'm being a wuss. Hey, Sarah, thanks for calling in.
Hi, Dan. I apologize for calling you that. I didn't think he was going to tell you.
Oh, listen, anyway. Listen. It's a common knowledge around here that I'm actually a wuss. And so you're not insulting me. It's more of an adjective, but whatever. Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to give a little different kind of analogy being said. First and foremost, I do not think there's anything wrong with a woman Turk announcer. I think it's awesome if they really know the sport. I was kind of taken back. I thought, well, maybe Dan just really does, he just said he doesn't like Cam. And I think if you knew him on the side in real life, that you would say, wow, I can't believe everything he's done for so many people and so many communities and so many things, that you'd just be amazed. So he's really a good person. So I do believe that he was speaking in a positive manner, like, wow, I'm impressed that you said, wow, that's
right.
Pretty cool.
Right.
So, but that being said, I actually believe I know more about sports than most men. So I look at it as it's great if they are. But to me, she should have shut her mouth and just taken it for what it was and just walked away. Because guess what? You're in a man's world.
Right.
And you need to keep your mouth shut, and you need to appreciate it, and you can talk to Cam later, and then maybe he would like to say something. But if you're making a big deal of it, then you're not meant to be in the world of that business in the first place.
So you
have to be a stand-up person to do it.
Yeah, you bring up an interesting point, Sarah, and that is, okay, so this reporter, Jordan Rodriguez, so is she protesting too much? Is she, by, folding her arms and tapping her foot, is she playing the victim card when, as Sarah just said, you know what? Let other people do the whole outrage thing and you just sit back and watch it all happen. There is something to be said for that as well. Let's see what I'm going to get through these very quickly. Ed is in Clarksville on WTN. Go ahead, Ed.
Yeah, I'm really kind of blown away at the first callers calling in. That's really the only reason I was calling. I don't understand why we can't judge somebody by the quality of their work rather than man, woman, any other qualities that they have that they can't control. They can't control whether they're a man or a woman, black or white, fill in all the other X's.
Mm-hmm.
But you can control the quality of work. And all of the other things don't matter. I work in an industry in retirement planning. It's the same thing. I know there's a lot of, and pick any other example as well. You have people who have all the right licenses, all the right designations, but when you get to know them, they really don't know very much. And then you could have, who's to say, a gardener who actually puts a lot of time, energy, and effort into doing the research, and they may be more knowledgeable than the people who have actually the designations.
Right.
Now, what it really boils down to is I'm raising two girls right now, and I'm raising them and telling them almost on a daily basis, you can do anything that you want to. You got to work hard. It's not going to be given to you, but you put in the work, you put in the effort, and you outwork everybody. Even if you don't have talent and you love doing it,
right,
you can make it happen. And it really is disheartening to hear a lot of people saying, well, it sounds as if they've already made their mind up before they even hear the quality of somebody's work. They're saying, oh, that just a woman on the sidelines doesn't belong there. Are you kidding me?
Right. I know, Ed. Very quickly, Nicole is in Nashville on WTN. Go ahead, Nicole.
Hi. I'm kind of with the last caller. I've played football, basketball, hockey, every sport you could think of. And it was always, and some of those sports were on co-ed teams.
Right.
And quite frankly, every other caller that is saying that women don't have that they shouldn't be there, that's sexism right there.
Yeah, and Nicole, I don't get it as well. Jennifer, very quickly on WTN. Go ahead, Jennifer.
I'm a white female. That's a black male. I guess in this day and age, I need to go crazy and get all upset about it. But y'all are all acting ridiculous. The man thinks she's hot, and that's what he's saying. Dang. I mean, that's exactly how he meant it. And I think everybody's acting ridiculous. Thanks.
Thank you. She's out. Thank you. And last call on this, then we got to move on. Jackie's in Pulaski on WTN. Go ahead.
Hey, man, I was about to say exactly what that last caller is. There's more important things to worry about than Cam Newton complaining about a route because a female knows about it. We don't need to lose sleep over that. We all know that females can do anything a male can do in certain job aspects. So I just don't see what the big haste is all about.
All right, Jackie, thank you very much. I'm sorry. I very much appreciate it. Interesting. Very interesting conversation. I appreciate everybody calling in. My name is Dan Mandis right here on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. 156 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN, Dan Mandis Show. Nancy Sinatra tweeted out the murderous members of the NRA should face a firing squad. Well, the NRA has actually come out now with a comment on the bump stocks. Now, of course, if you've been following everything that happened there in Las Vegas, you know that the shooter there, he utilized a bump stock. And basically what it does is it converts a semi-automatic weapon into an automatic weapon. And this has been a conversation that a lot of people have been having as far as what, if any, additional regulations should be put in place regarding these bump stocks. Well, the NRA believes, and they've said this now in a statement, in a written statement, the NRA believes that devices designed to allow semi-automatic rifles to function like fully automatic rifles should be subject to additional regulations. You know, I'm not real surprised at that. I'm really not. And just so you know, I'm an avid Second Amendment supporter. I'm not really surprised by that because the NRA, they are all about responsible gun ownership. And for me, that doesn't surprise me. It doesn't. And now we'll have to see what happens as far as these bump stocks go. Last time I checked, they were flying off the shelves because perhaps they knew that the NRA was going to come out with that kind of an announcement. But that is breaking news, that the NRA believes the device is designed to allow semi-automatic rifles to function like fully automatic rifles should be subject to additional regulations. So we'll keep you updated on that. And as a matter of fact, coming up next, going to give you all the latest in the investigation into the Las Vegas massacre, and a number of other stories, political in nature, are coming up next. And it looks like we are hearing word that the president is going to decertify the Iranian nuclear deal. That story as well coming up next on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.